At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The first day of school is always a big deal. Bigger still for science teachers when a historic solar eclipse happens the same day. KERA's Christopher Connolly watched with some eighth graders at Leonard Middle School in Fort Worth.
Sarah Tipton's science class starts just after the sun, the moon, and planet Earth begin to fall into line and darken the sky across the middle of the United States. But before she can get into any of that science, she has to take attendance.
Mark, Aragon. Okay. Stephen Bartleson. Stephen?
The first day of class is always hectic, so usually Tipton wants to just get to know her students, start building relationships, and put off content until later in the week. But because of this rare eclipse, she says they're going to just jump right in and do some field work.
As scientists, we are constantly making observations about our surroundings. We are constantly collecting data at all times. It could be just with your eyes. It could just be with your ears. But today we're going to make some actual recordings. Okay?
Tipton tells the kids they'll mark down changes to temperature and wind speed during the eclipse, take pictures and video, and make other notes and observations. And then, after a little lesson on what an eclipse actually is, she hands out those reflective paper eclipse glasses, and they go outside.
All right, so if you have glasses, which all of you should, please, at this time, put them on. Put your glasses on. Hurry, girls. And look up.
It's like a smiling face. I'd say it looked like the Kool-Aid man smiling, but some other people might be different.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. What? I'm serious.
That's 13-year-old Jeanette Leos. 14-year-old Stephen Bartleson said the Kool-Aid man thing. His friend, Ayers Triggs, says he hadn't even heard about the eclipse.
That it darkens our world. That's cool. Now, that's really cool. I never thought of nothing like that, you know. I never knew anything about it until now.
Ayers said he was going to go home and tell his family that this was one of the best days of his life. After that, he puts on his eclipse glasses to spend a few more minutes watching the half-obscured sun. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.